జై శ్రీ మన్ మహాప్రభువుకి. శ్రీ చైతన్య చరితామృత్ మధ్వలీల ఫస్ట్ చాప్టర్. ద ఎండ్ టైటిల్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ చాప్టర్ ఈస్ ద లేటర్ ఫస్ట్ టైమ్స్ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ చైతన్య. టెక్స్ట్ 118 to 120. Just I am going through. So, translation, verse number 118. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very glad to read about the false Sita, and he remembered his meeting with Ramodas Vipra, who was very sorry that Mother Sita had been kidnapped by Ravan. Translation, verse number 119. Indeed, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu eagerly tore this page from Kurma Puran, although the book was very old, and he later showed it to Ramdas Vipra, whose unhappiness was mitigated. So now, verse number 120 is written on the board. Please look at the board. Hare Krishna. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace. ఎస్సీ భక్తివేదాంత స్వామి శీల ప్రభుపాదికి. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్. శ్రీ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు ఆల్సో ఫౌండ్ టూ అదర్ బుక్స్, నెమ్లీ ద బ్రహ్మ సంహిత అండ్ కృష్ణ కన్నామృత. నోయింగ్ దీస్ బుక్స్ టు బి ఎక్సలెంట్, హీ టుక్ దెమ్ టు ప్రెజెంట్ టు హిస్ డివోటీస్. పర్పర్. ఇన్ ద ఓల్డెన్ డేస్ దేర్ ఆర్ నో ప్రెసెస్ అండ్ ఆల్ ద ఇంపార్టెంట్ స్క్రిప్చర్స్ ఆర్ హ్యాండ్ రిటెన్ and kept in the large temples. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu found the Brahma Samhita and Krishna Karnamrita in handwritten text, and knowing them to be very authoritative, he took them with him to present to his devotees. Of course, he obtained the permissions of the temple commander. Now, both the Brahma Samhita and Krishna Karnamrita are available in print with commentaries by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki. So, first of all, I like to seek blessings from the assembled devotees, especially from His Grace Pankajangri Prabhu. I never spoke in front of Pankajangri Prabhu in my whole ISKCON life. This is the first time I am completely hesitant to speak in front of him. Just like a candle light is insignificant in front of the sun, similarly I consider myself very, very minute, insignificant in front of Pankajangri Prabhu. He is very, very dear most disciple of His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. He is like my spiritual master. So please, Prabhuji, bless me so that I can speak a little regarding Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thank you very much, all of us, all of you. So this is the transcendental pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The end title is called The Later Pastimes of Sri Chaitanya. That means Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was displaying his transcendental pastimes for 84 years. Means he was displaying, he was staying in this world 48 years. And he has spent 24 years in Maya Purnamadip, in his household pastimes, we see in this way. But after taking renunciations, he came to Jagannath Puri. That time he was traveling all over India, especially in South India, in Vrindavan, for 6 years. And last 18 years, he was completely staying in Jagannath Puri in a house named Gambhira. So when Mahaprabhu was traveling all over India, that pastimes is known as the later pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Which has been mentioned in Madhya Lila. And the pastimes he displayed in Gambhira, that is known as Antalila. And his household pastimes when he is staying in Mayapur Navadvip, that is the Adi Lila. So this is the pastimes of Madhya Lila. Now Mahaprabhu is traveling through South India. He was visiting different places of pilgrimages. You see here, one after another, the names are coming, the names of the different places are coming. Now Mahaprabhu is in Rameshwaram. When Mahaprabhu is traveling on the way, on Bipro, named Ramdas Bipro, you can understand the meaning of Ramdas. Das means servant, Ram means Lord Ram. He was the staunch follower of Lord Ram. Although he didn't have enough philosophical understandings, but he was the follower. He was asking question to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How it is possible that Sita can be Mother Sita or the eternal consort of Sri Ramchandra can be kidnapped by demoniac character like Ravan? He was lamenting. He was very sorry. He asked this question to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu answered him, but he was not too much satisfied. He was lamenting. Then Mahaprabhu, after this incident, Mahaprabhu came to Rameshwaram. That time Mahaprabhu saw that some devotees are reading out or reciting the verses from Kurma Puran. Mahaprabhu sat down and is hearing. We see this tendency in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu did not like to speak. Rather, he liked to hear. Mahaprabhu was hearing and hearing. And he got this information from the authoritative books Kurma Puran that actually the Sita who was kidnapped by Ravan, that Sita is Maya Sita, is false Sita. He got these informations. And immediately he told this page to show it to Ramdas Bipro. That is the authoritative document. And after seeing this verse from Kurma Puran, from the page of Kurma Puran, Ramdas Bipro was mitigated. Is completely satisfied. So one lesson we can take from here, we should also follow the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke from the scriptures. He showed the proof. Similarly, if we speak something in this Krishna consciousness movement for the preaching purpose, we should always speak from the authoritative books, not from our mind. We should not make any mental concoction or speculations. That is valueless. That is the thing. Then Mahaprabhu just start to travel and he found two books. It was very old. One is Brahma Samhita. Another is Krishna Karnamrita. Mahaprabhu thought, I will take these two books to present to my followers. You see, what is our thinking? When we go somewhere else, we visit the places, if we see something very special, like material something, we think, oh, let me take it. I will give it to my dear most persons as a gift. Like clothes, like some, commodities. We think it like this. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is traveling. Surely many devotee, many person are giving him many things as gift. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not taking that. Mahaprabhu showed his interest to take only books. What are the books? Brahma Samhita and Krishna Karnamrita. That time these two books were not available everywhere. He thought that this is very, very important for the devotee, for our movement. He took these books. Interestingly, we can notice that, you know, these two books, why did Mahaprabhu show his keen interest to take these books? You see, in our devotional life, there are two types of devotions. First, it's called Vaidhi Bhakti. The devotion which is practiced on the basis of particular rules and regulations, on the scriptural injunctions, as we are practicing, it's called Vaidhi Bhakti. Vidhi means regulations. Always we follow the regulations. We can't do anything whimsically, right or wrong. Everything has been designed or set up by Srila Prabhupada according to the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We are following it every day. Same thing, we are repeatedly doing it. That is called Vaidhi Bhakti. But after that, we see Ragatmika Bhakti. In Ragatmika Bhakti, we see that devotees are seen in Vrindavan. They don't follow the particular rules and regulations because they are all situated on the perfected stage. We are practitioner, but they are perfected. So these two books, you know, Brahma Samhita is required for the Vaidhi Bhakt, for the practitioner. Why this Brahma Samhita is full of different Vaidhi conclusions? You know, it has been said the Srimad Bhagavatam is the essence of Vaidic scriptures. And Brahma Samhita is even the essence of Srimad Bhagavatam. Different important conclusions are there. So by going through Brahma Samhita, you can be fully enlightened. So that book is for us. But Krishna Karnamrita is full of internal pastimes of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. This book is not relevant for us. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought these two books. You know, the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they can read this book, Krishna Karnamrita. And the most elevated devotee, like Srila Prabhupada and his followers, like Prabhuji is present here, Pankajangiri Prabhu, they are very, very elevated devotees. Undoubtedly, they are pure devotees. For them, this book is okay. But if just I start to read out Krishna Karnamrita, I will be confused. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought these two books. Right? This is very, very important. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is known as Premavatar. You know, two personalities are known as Premavatar. Who are they? On is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the most magnanimous personality, avatar. And another is Jagannath. Jagannath. In the age of Kali, Bhagavan has descended in three forms. Bhagavan has three incarnations in the age of Kali. One is called Shabda Brahma, that is Srimad Bhagavatam, literary incarnations. Another is called Nama Brahma, in the form Bhagavan in the age of Kali. Kali Yuga Nama Rupe Krishna Yavatar. In the age of Kali, Krishna has descended in the form of holy name. And another is Daru Brahma. Daru Brahma means Jagannath. So these three Brahma, Nama Brahma, Shabda Brahma, and Daru Brahma. Right? In the age of Kali, Bhagavan, you know, is called Channavatar. His identity is covered. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not avatar. He is the avatari. Avatari means the source of incarnations. He is avatari. But avatar, these three Brahma, Nama Brahma, Shabda Brahma, and Daru Brahma. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought this Nama, holy name. And very emphatically he was saying that Srimad Bhagavatam is our main books, Srimad Bhagavatam. So devotee, we see every day they are reading out or hearing Srimad Bhagavatam and chanting Krishna's name. This is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's magnanimity. Although this holy name is the most precious. Golokero premodhano, harinamo shankiritano. Even in the Golok Vrindavan, this is the most treasured trove. Very precious. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought it and he was distributing this holy name everywhere. Generally we know that the devotee will come to the temple. They will offer their obeisances. They will worship the Bhagavan. But it's very rarely seen and heard that Bhagavan is going here and there, traveling and calling his devotee and distributing holy name. It's rarely seen. But we see these two personalities. One is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Another is Jagannath Dev. They are coming out to the street and giving their darshans and showering their mercy upon the conditioned souls like us. So that is the magnanimity of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So these pastimes all have been very elaborately described in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavat. So this book is very, 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 very special to us. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. You know, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita. All our previous acharyas said that Bhagavad Gita should be studied in the primary, in the initial part of our life. Right? Then Bhagavatam, then Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. What we can learn from Srimad Bhagavad Gita? You know, all our Vedic scriptures are based on three theories. What are they? Sambandha, Abhidev, and Prayojan. Sambandha means relation, Abhidev means process, and Prayojan means our necessity. Sambandha is important. First, we need to understand what is Sambandha. Sambandha means relation. Relation means in between soul and super soul. Relation means in between soul and its material nature. Relation means in between Krishna and this material nature. Relation means in between soul and the spiritual nature. So there are many aspects we see in the theory of relationship, Sambandha. That is very important. We should learn it very scrutinizingly. If you don't have enough understanding regarding Sambandha, it's very difficult for you to make any progress, spiritual progress. That Sambandha gyan we get it from Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Although we know that all the three theories are present in Bhagavad Gita, but especially the Bhagavad Gita is presenting the Sambandha knowledge. That is very, very important. We see this knowledge, the Sambandha gyan is prevalent in Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is predominating the Sambandha gyan. That's why Srila Prabhupada says, one has to study Bhagavad Gita first by the guidance of the expert spiritual master. He has to understand what is his position, what is the position of Lord Krishna. Sambandha is established on the basis of the positions. So Bhagavad Gita is teaching us, who am I? Bhagavad Gita is teaching. Who is Bhagavan? Bhagavad Gita is teaching what is Prakriti, nature, transcendental Prakriti, para Prakriti, apara Prakriti. Bhagavad Gita, we see in Bhagavad Gita, it has been written, what is knowledge, gyan, what is geo, what is body, what is renunciations, what is sannyas. Different terms are very elaborately and nicely described in Bhagavad Gita. Jai Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda Jivuki. So that is very, very important. Like I like to develop my relationship with Prabhuji. But I am quite new here. First time I came here, I don't know who is he. He does not know who am I. To develop this relationship in between these two persons, first of all, we know our identity. We see in a family, there are many inmates. But someone is mother, someone is father, someone is sisters and brothers and wives. You are addressing someone as a wife. You are addressing someone as your mother, as your father. Why we see different addresses? Why? Because on the basis of the relationship, you know that you are the husband and she is your wife, she is your mother. So identification is very, very important. Similarly, Bhagavad Gita is teaching us our different identities. The identity of Bhagavan, the identity of a living entity, the identity of, you know, material nature, spiritual nature, many, many things. So from Bhagavad Gita, in this way, by knowing our identities, we can develop or we can establish a relation, lost relationship with the Supreme Father Krishna. But at the same time, we can develop the mode of renunciations also. If I can understand that I am not belong to this material nature and this is not my permanent shelter, I have to go back to Godhead where my supreme affectionate loving father is waiting for me, then automatically the mood of renunciation will be produced, will be generated in our heart. So Bhagavad Gita is giving us two things, proper knowledge and the mood of renunciations. To make spiritual progress, these two things are very, very important. It's very, very important. That's why we see in the writings of Sarvam Bhattacharya regarding Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is saying, Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga Shikhartameko Purusho Purano Sri Krishna Chaitanya Shariro Dhari Kripam Buddha Jasta Ahang Prapadde. Mahaprabhu descended to this nectar in order to give us two things. What is that? Pure devotion. Knowledge regarding pure devotion. And he taught us the principles of renunciations. So you are having the two things, knowledge and renunciations, then automatically the devotion will come to you. In one place, in one purpose of Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada is saying that pure devotion is based on proper knowledge. So knowledge and renunciations, gyan or bairag, are the basis of pure devotion. So this knowledge and pure devotion can be compared with the field. You like to put a seed. You like to cultivate something. First of all, you need a piece of land. So this land is like, you know, the knowledge and renunciations. So from Bhagavad Gita, we can get these two things specially. And after that, we can go to Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam will give you devotion. This process. How to love Krishna. How to serve Krishna. How to worship Krishna. Many, many incidents and descriptions are there. Like we know the devotions of Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, Ambarish Maharaj. We know the devotions of Bhishma Dev. Many, we know the devotions of, you know, the devotions of Kunti Maharani, Samrat Kulashekhar, Ambarish Maharaj, Pururoba. Many, many incidents from different points of view, we see the descriptions in Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the process. By going through Srimad Bhagavatam, we can learn, oh, I also follow this. It automatically become inspired. So the process has been described there. So Srimad Bhagavatam, we can get pure devotion on the basis of, you know, the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita and mood of renunciation. So now you got devotion. And the devotion is like a tree. You know the expression, bhakti briksh. Bhakti is like the tree. And somewhere in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it has been said that bhakti is compared with creeper also. Creeper. You know the creeper. Tree or creeper. So you got this tree or creeper. Then what to do? What is your expectation? You saw that a nice tree is growing up. Then what is the next expectation? Fruits. And fruits, what type of fruits? Is green, tender fruits, something, or ripe and sweet fruits? Ripe and sweet fruits. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita gives us this ripe and sweet fruits. What is that fruit? That fruit is called prem. It's prem. Krishna prem. Right? The ultimate aim of our life is what? To achieve prem, Krishna prem. Although we are practicing devotional life, we are devotee, but ultimate purpose of a devotee, or the ultimate goal of devotional life is to achieve prem, which is like the ripened fruits. So that description, the description of pure prem is in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. If somebody studies Chaitanya Charitamrita, hear Chaitanya Charitamrita, describe Chaitanya Charitamrita, speak on Chaitanya Charitamrita, one can easily achieve Krishna Prem. So this is the book of love. Krishna consciousness in Chaitanya Charitamrita, this is the book for love, pure love. And who can achieve it? If one is very, very expert in execution of pure devotional service, eventually at the end of his life, in his perfectional stage, one can achieve prem. That's why this book is called the postgraduate course. Not initially, in the primary level, one can achieve prem. One has to go through different classes, and eventually, he will get, or he may get, the degree of PhD. So similarly, Chaitanya Charitamrita is very, very important. We can't understand. Just within a short time. So Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela, is a prem everywhere we see. Mahaprabhu is really distributing prem. The difference between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Krishna is know what? In Vrindavan, Krishna is relishing prem. He is enjoying prem along with his eternal associates, gopis. But same personality when he comes in the age of Kali, in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that time he does not relish his prem. Rather he distributes. That is the magnanimity of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Mahaprabhu, you see, he is traveling all over India. He is dancing and chanting. Even he was not using any shoes. His clothes was very short. He was sannyasi. Why it was necessary to take renunciations for Bhagavan? Bhagavan is Bhagavan. He is beyond all the rules and regulations. But to establish the principles of devotional service, to teach other, he took renunciation. And he was not staying in a particular place. He was moving and moving and moving. That is the mood of Braj. Braj means moving. Braj means not staying in a particular place. Braj means to move. Mahaprabhu was moving and moving and moving. And his only concern, how all the conditioned souls can be delivered. Say, in the age of Kali, this is the easiest process to chant Krishna's holy name, Mahaprabhu's special contributions to us. You know, Mahaprabhu only has given us 8 verses, known as Shikshashtakam, right? Specially, Mahaprabhu's teaching we can see in 3 instructions. Mahaprabhu was saying, Shono shono nittanando shono haridas. Sarvatra amar aggay karo prakash. Prati ghare ghare giya karu yei bhikka. Balo Krishna bhajo Krishna karo Krishna shikha. Mahaprabhu was telling, Oh Nityananda, Oh Haridas, here my instruction, just you go door to door, place to place, and beg alms. What? Just you request them, convince them to chant Krishna's holy name. First instruction, Balo Krishna. Balo means you chant. Balo means please say. Balo means you say. Convince the devotee. Don't give instruction. Rather request them. Request them very earnestly. And make them chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Ram Ram, Hare Hare. The first instruction is Balo Krishna. Nityananda Haridas, go and tell the people, Balo Krishna means Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Second instruction is Bhajo Krishna, worship Krishna, Radha Krishna, Radha Krishna, worship. We see this system is introduced in ISKCON society by His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. We are chanting every day, all the devotees in ISKCON, they are chanting 16 rounds at least. Not only that, sometimes they are going to the street also to do congregational chanting, street, Sankirtan, right or wrong. That is the first instruction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Balo Krishna. And at the same time, we are worshipping the deities also. The deities are non-different from Krishna. Pratima naho tumi shakshad brajendra nandan. These deities is not like simply statue. This is non-different from brajendra nandan, means Lord Sri Krishna. Nam vigraha sarup. Tin ek roop. Tine bhede nei. Tin chidananda roop. Nam means holy name. Vigraha means deities. And sarup means Krishna's original identity. There is no differentiations. Tine, in these 3 things, there is no differentiation. Same. Tine bhede nei, tin chidananda roop. These 3 things are completely transcendental. So we see the deities, non-different from Krishna. Prabhupada introduced these systems, worshipping systems. Every day by following the principles of, Pancharatrik Vidhi, we are worshipping. We are taking 2nd initiations also for worshipping. These are all necessary. And documentary is not something introduced by Srila Prabhupada himself. No. That was the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Vigraha Archan. And last, 3. Number 3 instruction. What is that? Karo Krishna Shikha. Shikha means education. You all become educated about Krishna's teachings. That's why Prabhupada had compiled many books, around 100 books. Why? In these books we see the teachings of, the pastimes of, teachings of, instructions of Lord Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Every day consider himself that you are students. We see everyone is studying. Even our gurus, even the elevated devotees, even the neophyte devotees, all are engaged, right, in studying. On the daily basis, we are studying the books of Srila Prabhupada. Why? In order to learn more and more about Radha Krishna. In order to learn more and more, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is, the combined form of Radha and Krishna. That is the process Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu introduced. So if we go through these three instructions, we are sure that Mahaprabhu will be very, very pleased with us. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So I'll request all the devotees, although you are doing so, but I can request you again that please go through the book of Brahma Sangita and you see the conclusions. It will be very, very beneficial to your personal life, and at the same time, you will be able to enlighten others also on the basis of these conclusions, Brahma Sangita. Very, very important. All the single verses are very, very important. So just you can go through in this. Then Mahaprabhu will become very happy. Oh, I brought this book and now they are studying. He will become happy. Otherwise, Mahaprabhu will see, oh, just I, useless. I brought these books and they kept it very nicely in almari, in the room. That's not good, no. So, worshipping Srimad Bhagavatam, worshipping these books, Brahma Sangita, means not only just offering some paraphernalia like dupa, dipo. Worshipping these books means here. Hearing and chanting, studying, scrutinizingly, that is the worship to the books, Bhagavatam. So, thank you very much. Time is over. So, does anybody have any question?